Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently nice on the outside. 65 degrees. Winds from the north northwest at about 8 miles per hour. Low this evening, expected to get down to around 41 degrees. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start the hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Zachary Richard. The list of descriptors we could have, Zachary, for what you do is pretty astonishing. Today we're here to talk about not only music, but filmmaking. And you've been very involved in film projects, and you're really proud of this particular film that will be shown at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this evening. It's called Cajun Heart. It was made by Phil Como. You were very involved in this project. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to kind of take you back a bit to understand how you came up with these ideas. But it is tonight at the ACA, and as you were saying a little earlier, it's to help Fondation Louisiane.
La Fondation Louisiane, yeah.
We'll talk about that as well, and then some other great projects that you have going on this spring. So Cajun Heart, we know you have a lot of it, and you believe in it. Mm-hmm. But this particular film, what was the focus, and how did it come to you to want to do this project?
Well, the director, Phil Como, and I have known each other for a long time, and we've always had the desire to collaborate. Phil is there's several Acadian filmmakers, and so it's hard for me to say that he's the best and the greatest, but he's done many, many films. He's got a great – anyway, I wanted to work with him, and he proposed a project – Basically, he had just done a project with a French-Canadian singer and who's also of Acadian heritage, and they kind of backtracked into his family history, and he took this singer into places that he never suspected. That his name is Pellerin, Fred Pellerin, and it was like they went to Boston and they found where the Pellerin family had been during the exile, and this Fred Pellerin had no idea that actually any of that stuff had happened. So it was sort of like a jack in the box for him, and that's the concept that Phil had for this project with me. Except the jack was already out of the box. There was no place that he could take me that I hadn't at least understood what had happened, because my father was very into the genealogy, and I was very much into the history. So I had all the pieces together, but I had never actually occupied the territory. And the basis of the film is an investigation of the persistence of identity. And the question that I ask myself is, why, after 250 years of Americanization, someone who, as myself, is an American citizen, English speaker, a citizen of the United States, even gives a tinker's damn about Acadie and my Acadian heritage. Why is it that this persists, not only persists, but inspires me, animates me, rocks me to the core, and does 50 years after I found out that this existed? So that was basically the question, and the way that we attempted to answer the question was to go from place to place and to follow le périple, follow the journey of my ancestors from the founding in Port Royal. And there's two lines of my family. My mother's a Boudreau, so it was Michel Boudreau who arrived in Acadie in 1632, and Michel Richard who arrived in 1641, and basically follow that family, my direct ancestors, from Port Royal to Grand Pré to Beaubassin to Chipoudy to Miramichi to Restigouche to Halifax, and then eventually to Louisiana. And the premise was that I would discover, or at least find some answers to the question of the persistence of identity. And Judith, the thing to me that was the most moving was actually to be on the territory itself, because in Beaubassin, which is probably the all of the places really stick in my mind, but Nampan was and the stories are all so fascinating because there was a Bourque. My ancestor had married a Bourque, Marguerite, and she was a young girl, but she had gotten pregnant with a French, as from France, pirate, and who also had a family in France, so she was pretty much excommunicated, or at least The priest at Port Royal was not very favorable to this young girl who was with child and not married and who had had relationships with this French pirate. So the family left, basically out of shame, and taking their in-laws, who were the Richards, with them to a place called Nompan. And I saw the place, and there's two hills where the Bourques had their house on one side and the Richards in the other, and they would communicate by the La Rivière, the brook, the Nompan brook. And just to see that really, it just brought the power of this story home to me, because it was, you know, you can look at it in a book and you can imagine what happened, and it's a shocking and it's a horrible, I mean, it's a ethnic cleansing, genocidal experience that our ancestors suffered. And you can feel all of that, but when you're actually on the territory itself, looking at the places and probably some of the same trees that these people were looking at when all of that stuff happened, it just brought it home to me in a way that I think I'm very proud to share. This film has been shown in over 55 countries. It's received a lot of awards. It was shown at the United Nations in Geneva. This is something that I'm very, very proud of, not because it's a Cajun story, but because it's a human story, and the humanity comes through, I think.
Well, and you're also taking it back further than the cleansing that, of course, we know about, that right. You talk about a lot, sing about. You're talking about 1632, 1641, 100 and some odd, 50 years before that happened. Mm-hmm. You're walking in the places where these people arrived searching for home, promise, hope, and stayed and persisted right. for decades before any of that happened. This was their life. This was their home. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you really felt something very deeply about what they had created there.
Well, one scene that comes to mind, there's an historian from Nova Scotia, Marc Lavoie, and he took me to I'm getting chills just thinking about it. He took me to the home site of Michel Boudreau, who was a syndic, which is sort of like, I don't know, a city councilman, I guess. He was had a political post in Acadia at Port Royal. And while he was showing this, he started to cry. And I said, I was very moved by his emotion. And he said, these people were rich. This was one of the richest communities in North America at the time. And we know this by the things that they left behind. They left behind all the faience, all this china, all this silver, all of these implements that had been imported from Europe that they were using on a daily basis, which were phenomenal for the time. And they lost all of that through this horrible ethnic cleansing. And the thing that Marc Lavoie was saying was that it's hard for him because he has to drive by there every day on his way to work. And this is something that happened 250 plus years ago, but it still has a strong emotional hold on people of Acadian heritage. And that's kind of what the film attempts to understand.
And in addition to just being in the place, in the territory, as you say, feeling this feeling, what did you come to understand about what binds us all together? Because there are groups that flung across the world because of various reasons, war, they're forced from places. Mm. Not everyone stays together and has the same kinds of connections that you and many other people have discovered about Acadians, Northern Acadians, Acadians here, Acadians in France. What are some of the qualities, just in studying the history and meeting the people there, what do you feel about us as a people? What keeps us together? What creates that resilience and persistence?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's something that rocked me when I started reading Dudley LeBlanc's Acadian Miracle, published in 1927. Why is it that this history persists in spite of assimilation, in spite of a lot of indifference? When we are exposed, when Acadian children and even people that are not necessarily Acadian are exposed to this story, it becomes very powerful. But I mean, the themes are biblical. You have exile and search for the promised land. And the people that went through this incredible trouble transmitted, I believe, genetically to their children and to their grandchildren an ability to find hope, mm-hmm. an ability to keep on going, because the situation during the exile, and this period lasted for over 10 years, was extremely difficult for all of the Acadians, no matter where they were. I mean, and demographers estimate that at least one-third, or some even think one-half of the Acadian population died within the first 2 years following the deportation. So you had this tremendous upheaval visited on a very prosperous people who basically had no political allegiance whatsoever. They didn't care if the flag was French or English. They just wanted to be left alone with their families to enjoy their lives. And this horrible event was visited upon them. And we, their children, somehow are still tributary to that experience. And I don't understand it.
It is an enduring and an amazing mystery. And I think your title, though, of anything, is the answer, the heart,
right.
courage. My grandfather would often talk about courage, and he meant heart.
Right.
You know, that was so important to him, having it. And
well, the things that are at the center of this story, Judith, are basically tenacity and persistence in the face of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those very Cajun values are something to celebrate. And that's what this film celebrates, really.
Yeah. But, and again, back to this idea of heart in there, because some people persist, but there's we've persisted maybe with joy.
Right.
and celebration. It hasn't been just a dour persistence.
Well, that's interesting, because because I'm seeing all these flashes. There was a conversation that I had on Prince Edward Island with George Arsenault, who is actually a cousin of mine, because we're both descendant from Pierre Richard, who before the Troubles was living on Prince Edward Island, and basically from there was removed from his home, or fled before the British got there, wound up at Restigouche, was made prisoner, wound up in Halifax, and was on the boat with Beausoleil when he came down in 1765. And George made the remark, he said, it's a very powerful tradition, both in Louisiana and in Acadie, the importance of music in the culture. And I was just at this amazingly moving experience on Sunday when the Amadé Ardoin statue was unveiled. And I was talking to Chubby Carrier, and Chubby said, and he was talking about his daddy, Roy. He said, Roy said that, he said, man, I don't have money to go to a psychotherapist. I just play music, music is my therapy. Music is what gives me joy and hope, and there's something very Acadian about the relationship to music that we enjoy in this community.
Music and family. There are some people who can't play music, but that same joy they've always found in themselves and the next generation. Mm-hmm. Great joy. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Zachary Richard. We could talk for hours about Cajun Heart, the film that he did with Phil Como, but you can see it this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. There will be music there as well, as you're talking about. Music with the younger generation. You'll be there with some young singers who have created this lovely choir. Will that happen before the film, Zachary?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jimmy Louis Marie, who is a French immersion teacher at a musical teacher. Actually, he bounces between Myrtle and Prairie. We've been collaborating from the beginning of, and this will be my fourth year at the opening ceremonies of the Festival International, singing with young French language singers from Louisiana for the most part, but Martinique a couple of years ago. And this year we have the great chance, I think, it's more than chance. Maybe it's destiny. Maybe it's this guiding principle of Acadian thing in the cosmosphere. But the Jeunes Chanteurs d'Acadie, which is a 48-member choir of young French singers from, when I say young, from 10 to 14 years old, from New Brunswick, Canada, will be at the festival and touring Acadiana at various venues during the month of April.
Well, that's everything that you mentioned, working with these young children we'll see this evening, working with this choir that's coming, that's a huge part of your giving to the community. That's very important to you, working with young people and knowing that they're the ones who are going to inspire us to continue preserving the culture, persisting.
There's a little bit of self-interest, because if I didn't have any French language kids, then nobody was going to buy my records. So
you're creating your own audiences later on.
No, but it's a lot of fun for me to work with these kids and Anna Laura Edmiston and I, they just opened a French immersion program in Evangeline Parish. And Anna Laura and I in early May will be visiting. And it's really a kick for me to get together with Anna Laura again, because she was so important to the project that we did, J'ai une chanson dans mon cœur, the album that was done with French immersion kids, with songs that were written with French immersion kids. Most of the songs were written by Anna Laura, but I did a few myself. But anyway, it's so rewarding for me to see the light in the eyes of these kids, because it's not about French. It's not about Cajun. It's about possibility. It's about giving these kids the ability to do something that they would otherwise not have. And this is a really positive thing for them, because it opens up their minds and their hearts to another reality. And it gives them something that they can cherish personally and collectively forever. And so these experiences with the younger generations of French speakers in Louisiana are very, very appealing to me, simply because the kids give me so much by the fact that they are so enthusiastic about being part of this.
Mm-hmm. And we don't mean to talk about it as though it's just a task you've taken on. Obviously, people can hear the love and joy in your voice. And I'm sure many of our listeners remember when you were in the studio with some of these young performers. Mm-hmm. And what was so delightful was that, and as you say, it's not just about Cajun, it's not just about French. They were singing in all styles of music. And you and Anna Laura were very interested that they sing with joy. And so what it was that pleased them, you took them in that direction. And it was just a lovely, exhilarating experience to hear them sing and talk about their work. So that's it's something that we all deeply appreciate, that you do this and you help to inspire the young people. So you'll be with a group, Les Étoiles de la Louisiane, tonight.
Les Étoiles de Louisiane, sous la direction de Jimmy Louis-Marie. This is a project that was created by Jimmy. I've been collaborating. Jimmy is a wonderful teacher, music teacher, and he's originally from Martinique. He's been living in Louisiana now for some time, and we began collaborating together on the first project, which was done at the Festival International 4 years ago, and it kind of just developed into this new project, which is to create a permanent French language youth choir that we can actually put on the road. And that's where he's soliciting funds. We are soliciting funds to send the kids to Newfoundland to a choral festival.
Festival du Cœur.
Anyway, so it's very interesting to see the evolution of this project and the ability to give young French language singers the chance to go on the road, to go someplace else, to get out of Louisiana and to go get applauded by people halfway around the world, which will enrich their lives and which will validate their experience as young French speakers in Louisiana.
Well, and many of us, if we only know the niveau of the Vienna Boys Choir, what an incredible presence and power that has to inspire people and to give them joy. So, yes, to take young children on the road and let them see other parts of the world and share their culture is pretty incredible. So we'll get to hear them tonight.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to open the show. Just a short little presentation just to kind of put a little spotlight on them. Mm-hmm. And then the film will begin shortly thereafter. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. And there's a Q&A session afterwards if anybody has any questions. The only thing is I ask that no math. Otherwise, anything goes.
No math. You sound like that's been an issue in other Q&A sessions. It's like, what, how many Acadians went to this place?
I'm just kidding because I was actually good in math for a while, but then I just kind of was not good after a while.
We won't ask any trick math questions tonight. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest Zachary Richard will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this evening with an incredible group of young singers before his film Cajun Heart is shown. I believe the whole program starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And the proceeds will benefit La Fondation Louisiane in its work to preserve and promote the French language of Louisiana.
And then a little later on this spring, you did mention that group of young people, 48 kids between the ages of 10 and 14. They will be performing all around the area, including the opening ceremonies.
Opening ceremonies. They're going to be singing the High Mass at the Cathedral on the 29th. They will be at the Acadian Memorial the Saturday the 28th. They're going to be in and around town. Their tour begins at Myrtle Place Elementary, actually, where it's very important for me to establish some rapport between these groups of kids, like our kids and these kids. And so we're going to basically do workshops. So there's like 48 of them, and we'll just break them up into little groups of five kids, and then we'll send them off into different classrooms where they can have a conversation with our local French-speaking children about life and what it is to be 10 years old in the world today, coming from two different Acadian traditions that are culturally and geographically and climatologically very distinct, but nonetheless have a lot of common ground. And so it's a very exciting project for me just to see these kids come here and, be able to be welcomed by their cohorts in Louisiana and to share an experience that will validate not only singing, but also singing in a particular tradition.
Yeah. And in addition to the festival and working in the schools, they'll be singing in two churches, two important churches for the culture here in St. Martinville and then, of course, at St. John's Cathedral.
St. Martinville will be on Saturday the 28th. They will be presenting their repertoire in a concert at 5 p.m. And then they will be singing the High Mass at St. John's Cathedral on Sunday the 29th at 11 a.m.
Which, again, as we mentioned earlier, brings it full circle for you. You sang as a choir boy at the cathedral when you were probably their age.
I did, and that's what gave me the gift. I mean, we were, 30-member choir, and we practiced every day at school and sang on Sunday. So I was able to not only acquire the love for singing, but also acquire the ear and sing in pitch and on time. And that was a very rigorous. James Fontenot, who passed away some years ago, was the choir director, and we ran him crazy. He was constantly throwing us out. Not me, of course. I was an angel, but everybody, all my friends are kind of rough.
I'm sure he quoted Shakespeare to you as well.
I don't remember that part, but anyway.
Well, not everybody, many of us have good experiences. Not all of us remember it in the same way you do and come back and work with other children to give them that same experience. So, merci beaucoup for that, and they will come away just remembering that incredible experience singing at the cathedral. Hopefully you'll be back and let us know more about that before festival, but that will be all to come at the end of April. Tonight you can see Cajun Heart, 7 o'clock at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For further information, you can call them or go to their website.
Yep.
Merci bien.
Merci à vous.